You're listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's The Sleep Show on the Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner from Burlington Dental in Burlington, Connecticut. Dr. Brenner was selected as a top dentist by the Connecticut Magazine, recognized by Continental Who's Who as a top dentist for Connecticut for her role as an owner and dentist at Bethany B. Brenner, DMD, LLC, and for her outstanding of obtaining her mastership in Disclusion Time Reduction, DTR. She is the fourth person in the world to receive this title. But this show is about your sleep. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows who doesn't get the proper night's sleep, it throws off your whole day and your overall health. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860-673-7155. That's 860-673-7155. You can also visit burlingtondentist.com. Now, Dr. Brenner. Good Saturday morning to you and welcome to The Sleep Show. Alongside Dr. Bethany Brenner, I'm Gary Byron. It's very easy to contact Dr. Brenner. She's over her, remember, she's a dentist. Her office is over in Burlington, Connecticut, but you can find her online. And this is a really cool thing because she's got a YouTube channel that you can easily subscribe to. And the reason why I mention this is we hear so often, oh, I was only able to catch the first half of the show, or the opposite, the second half of the show, or, oh my goodness, I picked up this show rather late. I only started listening to it a month ago or a month and a half ago. How do I, can I even listen? Do you have, is there a place I can go to for your previous episodes? And the answer is yes. Head on over to theburlingtondentist.com. That simple, theburlingtondentist.com. And then just click on the link for her YouTube channel and then please hit subscribe to that. Also, one other thing, and I think you'll be happy to hear this. The first five callers today will receive a free sleep assessment. It's typically a $250 value, but for you, you know, this is our way of giving back to you. It's a free $250 value. Incredible. So if it's not you that necessarily has what you would consider a sleep disorder, could it be your spouse? Could it be your child? Yes, children, as you've listened to this show in the past, they certainly can get them. But you know what? You'll get this. It's typically a $250 value, but for you, you'll get it free when you call 860-673-7155. I'll repeat that again for you. 860-673-7155. And one more thing, if you missed any of those points of contacts, the good thing is I will repeat that for you at least two other times. Good morning, Doc. Great to see you.
You too.
Ah, thank you. It's great to be seen.
It always is great to be seen.
Yeah, we got a real special show this morning. I've been looking forward to this when you first told me during the week that that we were going to bring on a client of yours.
Yeah, my guest. Yes.
Your guest. And I'm going to let him kind of speak for himself. I'm only going to set this up for the listener. What I find fascinating is, and you talk about this all the time, you've got people that drive all over, from all over, not just Connecticut, but the entire Northeast to come and see you because you are so specialized. This gentleman is from Pennsylvania. So it's not like, well, Gary, they're only coming from Agawam or Springfield, Mass. That's not much of a travel. True, but no. This person's coming all the way from Pennsylvania just to see you. David, I want to bring you in, maybe give your backstory before you relay about how Dr. Brenner has helped you. Good morning and welcome to the show, David.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. So I could give you the backstory, but I'll kind of rely on Dr. Brenner to, you know, guide me a little bit if I'm getting too long-winded or whatever. But basically, I had a pretty severe DMJ issue that just went poorly diagnosed by a number of experts, quote unquote, for many years. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being an occlusal problem. But
that means how his teeth bite
thank
together.
Thank you.
Yeah. David's very clinical. You're very clinical, David. That's good.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll fill in.
So, you know, and it ended up having some orthodontics to try to fix that, but that was not done at all correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had straight teeth.
Let's say again.
You had pretty teeth. You had straight teeth.
Yeah.
They just didn't put your bite in the right place.
I was going to answer Michael. If you have straight teeth, why do you need orthodontist? You answered that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they you know, moved the jaw backwards, actually, you know, out of, you know, in the wrong position from where it was even. And then I had some prosthodontic work to try to remedy that. And, you know, this prosthodontist did wonderful work, but he's totally, not totally, but far too ignorant of really the importance of putting the jaw where it belongs, mm-hmm. where the body wants it to be. So that wasn't done right. And then...
Well, and that created pain for David, okay?
Yeah,
so, sure, anybody, really.
Right, so he was always saying, there's something wrong with my jaw.
Right, okay? Yeah. Right.
So...
And, yeah, and then and I had... I live in Pennsylvania, but I had some connections to Connecticut area anyway with some alternative medicine, IMT Wellness Center, but that led me to Dr. Brenner. And, you know, the truth is that after... so much trauma and people who told me they knew what they were doing but didn't. I was very gun shy about the whole thing and didn't know Dr. Brenner and so forth.
I can't blame him, really.
Very understandable.
Yeah.
Right.
But she was very, very patient with me and explained things, and it most certainly all worked out.
Well, you know, David, part of it is, remember, we did this collaboratively, right? You and I worked together to make sure that every step you were involved in it, in any decision-making process, okay?
Correct, yes.
And David had to understand what was going on. So we spent a lot of time talking, showing, doing, right?
Yeah, and also some, you know, metaphorically speaking, hand-holding. Because I guess at some point where I was, like, nervous about it or whatever and needed... Sometimes I needed the same reassurance that I got the month before, but
It is you weren't sure whether it was okay or not. So we would talk about what symptoms you thought you were going through and whether, and I would, you know, and I knew whether it was important or not important. So I can reassure you when I say this is a transitional situation, right?
Yeah.
Because we had to transition you from the bad to the better.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I can say Dr. Brenner definitely knows what she has a lot of wisdom and a lot of
I know that
and knows and very intuitive too.
Thank you, David. That's very nice to hear. Thank you,
David. Before I go into the impact that she has had and your results, you had said something a moment ago that caught my attention, and that was, you know, you had already been coming to Connecticut for some other purposes. Mm-hmm. How, though, did you get linked up with Dr. Brenner? I mean, did you do a Google search? Was she recommended? How did you hear of her and link up with her?
Yeah, well, the chiropractor who runs the IMT stands for Integrative Manual Therapy, but it's the IMT Wellness Center in Hartford. And it's Dr. Giamatteo, another person whom I implicitly trust, because I've had a long relationship with him.
Okay.
But he knew Dr. Brenner and recommended her. And then I went to see her, and she did
my evaluation.
You know, very thorough examination.
She brags about that every show.
Talked me through the whole process.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a combination of Dr. Giamatteo's faith in her, but also the faith in her that I gained over time.
Yeah, David had a particular issue that Dr. Tom, we'll just call him Dr. Tom, couldn't fix. So he had a head tilt, okay? And I don't know if you remember that, David, but that was kind of early on.
Yeah.
Plus, I believe in shifting you from some sympathetic to parasympathetic, and we've talked about this in numerous shows. So we just couldn't keep David over on the parasympathetic side with where he was at that time. So that was like taking him down this other path of more pain, more destruction.
Sure.
That kind of thing. So go ahead, David. I'll step back from your conversation now.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure what else you want me to can.
Well, so talk about the process, because we had to do multiple things with you, right? Because it is, we had like phase one, phase two, phase three, and then we had to do some dental work.
Well, what do these phases entail first?
So sometimes we have to figure out where his alignment is, okay. Right? So that's more like, how do the jaws relate to each other, right? And we knew that he was uncomfortable where he was. And when he relaxed his face, right, David, and we were closing,
right.
He was edge to edge on his front teeth.
Okay.
We can't live like that, right? So something has to move, something has to give. So what gives in those situations is that TMJ that we talked about
last week.
Exactly. So he had discomfort, right? Now he's trying to force the jaw back in order to chew his food.
Whoa.
So you start to understand the impact now.
Right.
So, and David knew he didn't feel right. He didn't know why it didn't feel right. Is that about accurate, David?
That's true. And also I kind of knew I wasn't getting good sleep, but just kind of homing in on that with you helped me to.
Right. So that's when we diagnosed him
more.
Right. We diagnosed him with sleep apnea.
So describe your sleep issues. Were you waking up several times throughout the night? Were you just restless? Were you thinking you weren't just getting enough? Maybe were you going to bed too late and getting up too early? What specifically sleep-wise were you affected?
You know, I actually thought I slept pretty well, but, you know, because you know, you're not awake, so you don't know what you don't know. But I was a pretty heavy snorer, I found out. And also, would just wake up with a lot of head and neck tension and headaches.
Headaches, There's your oxygen desaturation.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm learning about this just by co-hosting the show with the doc. And yeah, I mean, once you said headaches and oh, yeah, it started to
And when you're grinding and clenching all night, the muscles in your face get tired. And you get some, you got pain necessarily for the guys, but it's like you've had a workout.
Mm-hmm.
So, doctor, how long did it take you to not just diagnosis, but come up with a treatment plan?
Oh, it didn't take long. But you have to remember, each phase, we're accomplishing certain things with each phase.
So we're meeting these goals in each phase?
I think so. David, your thought on that?
Yeah,
David knew what we needed to do next, right? I needed to get the top jaw aligned with the lower jaw, but he was very narrow, okay? So there's closing down your breathing apparatus. We talk about that respiratory distress again. Mm-hmm. That when I talk about one of my pillars is nasal breathing. David knows I'm a real cuckoo over that.
Yeah,
he just did. So how did we breathe through the nose, right? So there's that component. We needed to expand his palate. We needed to bring his jaw into a better alignment. So that meant moving some of his teeth around. And David had a lot of crowns on some of his front teeth. And he goes, I don't want to change those. I don't want to have to redo that dental work. I totally understand.
Yeah, so do I.
So I said, we'll do that if we absolutely have to. But I said, let's see if we can do a workaround. All right. Let's see if we can still accomplish the same thing, but not do that. And so, David, you want to tell him how that went?
Yeah, well, so you know, we used a palate expander for that slightly shifted the front teeth, but also expanded, you know, the palate laterally, if I'm describing that correctly.
Yes.
And that was, you know, it wasn't always fun, but it, you know, I had good support from Dr. Brenner, and it did what she said it would do.
Right. And I do it a little differently today. So, you know, I've improved on some of that. So I don't torture people as much as I tortured you.
And then after that, we moved to Invisalign.
So it wasn't Invisalign, but it was a clear aligner. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Are you still receiving treatment? No. So
No, I'm coming for periodic checkups.
Sure.
But Dave is in a final sleep appliance. Okay. So part of when we fix people, we expand them, especially for adults, and then we stabilize. So I have to make sure the bite's good. We do that with the clear aligners. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm saying that because Invisalign is a product line. And
it's a brand name.
It's a brand name, and everybody, it's like Kleenex. Everything is facial tissue, but it's really Kleenex. We call it that.
Yeah. Coke.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things with David was we needed to align the teeth because when we expanded him, we made spaces, okay? And David was getting food caught between all his teeth. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have to close up the spaces. We have to align everything again. And then I do my magic with the bite, all right? Because I'm one of the few people in the United States that has a mastership in what we call occlusion, or basically how your teeth come together. So we did that for David. And then I make a final appliance. So now it acts as a retainer, and it keeps him in a good position while he's sleeping. Does that...
Correct.
So from beginning to end, other than, you know, your routine checkups here, how long was this process? How long did it take?
Well, David was more complicated. Plus, we had to do some dental work, right? I had to redo a couple crowns for him.
Right. Well, excluding that, but because you said there were like three, you said there were three phases. So from beginning to end, how long were those three phases?
Was that a couple years, David?
Sounds like it.
I think so. I think that's correct.
Yeah,
maybe
we were close.
Slightly over that.
Yeah, you know, he can only come up every so often.
Right.
So
right.
We tried to do it about every 5 weeks, David.
Correct.
5-6 weeks, we tried to get him in. So this is a long trip. It takes you what, over 5 hours?
It's a 5-hour drive, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're on the western side of PA, then, huh?
No,
No, actually, I was in south central Pennsylvania, but it's still a long, it's 300 miles. Yeah.
Well, you know, the traffic, too, you know, that's always got to be.
And bad weather, and good weather, yeah.
Let me just interrupt here one moment here, folks, do a quick ID. You are listening to The Sleep Show alongside Dr. Bethany Brenner. I'm Gary Byron. Of course, you can find her online at theburlingtondentist.com. And 860-673-7155. Just a quick reminder, and I'll do this again more towards the end of the show. Be one of the first five callers, and you'll get a free assessment. It's worth a sleep assessment. It's worth about $250. And I'll go into more of that towards the end of the show, and I'll repeat the phone number and also talk a little bit about the YouTube channel. We actually have a guest, one of Dr. Brenner's patients, David, who comes from Pennsylvania. So she puts her money where her mouth is. I got to give her a lot of credit. You say you got people from all up and down the Northeast that come to you because you specialize in something in particular. And my goodness, we have somebody from Pennsylvania who's a patient. We're talking with David. David has had a pretty unique ordeal. It took him three phases.
Well, for him, and, you know, remember, David had already been traumatized by these other doctors, and not intentionally. They had good intentions. We just don't think what they did fixed him. So it's a combination of, you know, checking in with David, making sure that he's doing okay, that we get him where he needs to be, that he's pain-free, that mm-hmm. he can chew his food, that he can function, and he doesn't look like some weirdo, okay? I mean, I say that in a kind of a...
No, I get what you mean. Yeah.
Cavalier way.
Being mean-spirited, no.
Yeah, so, but David is very bright, and so he understood, and I think I was pretty upfront with you at the beginning, David, that I said, this is going to take a while.
Yeah.
David, for somebody who's listening to this and may have a similar situation as you do, what advice, other than the obvious, you can go see Dr. Brenner, but Dr. Brenner nor I have been in your shoes. Only you can really, in a convincing way, would you be able to convey effectively your experience? What would you say to that person who maybe has something, a similar situation as you do?
Yeah, it's a really hard question because, you know, I had been to a lot of, you know, really well-reputed experts who, you know, honestly, part of it was they really didn't know what they were doing, but part of it was they just made some silly mistakes because they weren't paying attention. But, you know, I think an appreciation, because, again, you don't know what you don't know. And so you're not awake when you're asleep, obviously, but it's coming to an appreciation of the importance of getting a good night's sleep and what the impediments, you know, orally speaking, can be to that, or, you know, in doing a sleep study and so forth, and just kind of understanding how the position of the jaw and the teeth and so forth can contribute to that. I think that's important.
Sure.
Well, I think, David, for you, part of this has to do with making sure that you feel good at the end, right? So as we're checking with him every step of the way, David's learning that how complicated this is, right? And then he's giving me feedback. Because there were times when I would call him on the phone, right, David? And I would say, okay, like, how are you doing today? Because I do sleep testing throughout the process, right? So we know that we're heading in the right direction. So we would do another sleep test for David. Not that I have to run that through the physician, but this is more to check to make sure that the work that we're doing is important. But you also changed some lifestyle things. Not a lot. You were pretty healthy to start with.
Yeah.
But we had to tweak a few things. Yeah.
Yeah, like nasal sprays and so forth.
Right.
Try to keep my, you know, nasal passages clear and just experimenting with a couple of different mattresses and whether I want to
pillows.
Sleep on my back or my side.
This must have been so frustrating. Really quickly, I'm going to ask you to compare and contrast how you are both physically and mentally, because I would imagine it would just grate on your nerves, prior to your visit to Dr. Brenner and since your experience with her. Going into this and coming out of it. Do a little, just a brief comparison and compare and contrast.
Well, you know, before it's just like, it just seemed to go on forever because I felt like I had this intractable problem and no one could help me with it.
Sure.
But also I was in pain, which is, you know, pretty serious pain, especially if you're in pain for a long period of time, it kind of really takes a toll. But so I'm not in pain now. And I feel like, I was worried that moving all my dentition around would mess it up or something like that, but it didn't. You know, my dentition is sound. Mm-hmm. And
you had some periodontist that said, oh my gosh, you know, about this and about that. And I went, oh, don't worry about that part. That's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So we get other professionals that want to make commentary while I'm working on people in this situation, and they don't understand what I'm doing. So they think I'm creating another problem. And so I have to explain the science to David so he can explain the science to the other dentist. Because, you know,
sure,
I didn't do all of his dental work and his cleanings and things
Something like that. Something that we talk about and we joke about as well as is how in-depth Dr. Brenner's assessment is and, you know, the questions and the paperwork, which you can do this at the convenience of your own home, right? You can download it. It takes, you know, she was telling me off air, it takes, you know, almost an hour to really complete this.
Right.
And that could get, if you're going to someone's office and you just got to fill out a quick form, no big deal. It's almost customary, whether you're seeing a dentist or an eye doctor or a neurologist or whatever. An hour's worth of filling out forms, sure. But you have the luxury of downloading this and walking away and coming back to it later because you're in your own home. My question based on that is, we know it's a thorough questionnaire. How did that assessment help you in the final analysis?
Yeah, so honestly, I don't remember the questionnaire that much, but I can say that.
Perfect answer.
Examination, like that Dr. Brenner just gave me the most thorough and comprehensive examination that I've ever had. So that
Thank
paid
you.
Off,
thank
obviously.
You.
Yeah, and it made me feel comfortable.
Yeah. So part of the experience is so that they start to understand what's going on with their own body.
Yeah.
Okay. And no one had bothered to really talk to David. Would you say that's a fair comment, David? That they weren't explaining to you?
Yeah, and also they didn't understand the role of sleep. And
yeah, they weren't even addressing that.
It's almost like you're an assembly line, you know, patient to them.
What I got told in dental school was, if you've got TMJ problems, make a night guard. And the occlusion didn't matter because we have people with crooked teeth and they're fine, right? So, no, that's not true. And the thing is, we adapt, our body adapts, but then when does that all start to break down?
Right.
Okay. So when we're not looking at all the components, and I talk about how complex this whole situation is, there isn't any one answer. It's, okay, let's see if we can get this one going in the right direction. And sometimes I look at people and they're so bad, their dentition is so untenable that I can't make an appliance in their mouth. And so I have to say to them, you need to go get a CPAP. And then, unfortunately,
we're running out of time. I got to wrap things up. David, my final question for you is, I mean, if you could do this all over again.
Other than the palatal expander.
I mean, it sounds like the only thing that you would, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like the only thing that you would change is come to see Dr. Brenner sooner.
You took the words out of my mouth.
I had a feeling. See the bad experience you had with the other doctors. David, I want to thank you for your time and your candor as well this morning. I really appreciate that.
Me too, David.
You got it. Thanks again. All right, I got to wrap this up. And if you're listening to this and you're saying that you can relate to him, or maybe you can't, but you're thinking, oh, but I know somebody who can. It could very well be in your very own household. It could be your spouse. It could be your child. It could be a parent, a sibling, a good friend. And you're thinking they could really benefit from this. Well, let me tell you this. First five callers right now. We'll get a free sleep assessment. It's a $250 value, and you can get it by calling this number, 860-673-7155. I'm going to repeat that. I'm going to slow it down in case you're writing it down. 860-673-7155. One other thing is, you know, Dr. Brenner is a dentist. She's in Burlington, Connecticut. Her website is The Burlington Dentist. So don't have any confusion there in case you're thinking, am I on the right website? Yes. But let me have you take it one step further. On her website, there is a button. There's a link to her YouTube channel. Go there and subscribe to it, because if you've missed any episodes, either in full or in part, you can go back at your convenience and listen to them as you have time. And you might find that you'll be able to relate to a lot of what's going on here. Thank you so much. And I want to thank your patient for being, you know, very candid with his issues. And boy, it looks like you're a lifesaver for him. You can tell how much you've positively affected his life going forward. For Dr. Bethany Brenner, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to The Sleep Show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.
You've been listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's The Sleep Show here on The Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner from Burlington Dental in Burlington, Connecticut. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows who doesn't get the proper night's sleep, it throws off your whole day and your overall health. Listen to The Sleep Show every weekend at this time for a better night's sleep. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860-673-7155. That's 860-673-7155. Or visit theburlingtondentist.com.